And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. I can't talk long this week because my plane's leaving for a goodwill trip overseas, where I will meet with world leaders. First off, I'm going to France, where President Sarkozy and I...
Excuse me, Mr. President, I don't mean to interrupt, but I believe I have that situation covered.
Senator and presidential candidate John McCain, good to see you.
You as well, sir.
What do you mean covered?
I just returned from France, where I had a conversation with President Sarkozy over a delicious plate of cheese and crackers, as a matter of fact.
Well, I appreciate the backup, John.
Good cheese.
So then I guess I'll head over to the nation of Jordan to visit Queen Rania, who has some important concerns regarding...
Sir, I was just there a week ago. Queen Rania sends her best.
All right, I'll head on over to Israel.
It's taken care of, sir.
Iraq? You couldn't have possibly...
Last Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
All right, now listen, John, is there any place you haven't been?
No, sir, I believe I've been everywhere that's on your agenda.
Okay, now, I guess I'm just going to stay here and veto some bills into law.
Mr. President, you'll find I vetoed all the necessary bills. I also issued some signing statements, made some judicial appointments, and cleared the brush off your place in Crawford.
Now, wait, that's going a bit too far.
Well, actually, sir, I spoke to the Vice President. He assures me that the technology exists to surgically implant your brain into my body.
Oh.
So that you can continue serving your God-mandated duty as president through me as your living vessel.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to that procedure. Thank you for listening, America, and God bless you.